Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
John, I've got some follow-up for us from episode 41, which was way back when we did it. We had a sort of a, that was back when we only did robots. And we had a clerical error where we got burritos. It was very confusing because it's not a robot. It's just a burrito. But somebody sent in a link that I thought was funny. It's actually a little historic. It was National Burrito Day a few weeks ago. And they pointed to an article that's actually from 15 years ago, from 2006. But it's a story that I loved, and I wonder if it changes your thoughts or affirms your thoughts about burritos, which is a judge in Massachusetts in 2006 ruled that a burrito is not a sandwich. And here's why, or here's what was going on. The fast casual Mexican chain Qdoba wanted to open at a shopping center in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, which I assume is not horribly far from you. Massachusetts isn't a big state. And there was a Panera at that shopping center, and the Panera had a clause in its lease that no other sandwich shops could open at the shopping center. And Qdoba went to court to prove that it wasn't a sandwich shop, and it won. I wonder if it's still there. I don't know. So what do you think on the great, is a burrito a sandwich debate? Do you think that this is settled law?
Any story about the definition of a burrito that starts with a judge in Massachusetts is immediately suspect.
Well, who knows better about burritos than Massachusetts? Who knows better,
exactly. And a judge in Massachusetts, because you know that the entire judicial system is well known for its sort of common sense. there's no absurdities. And then add to that this is essentially like a zoning or a legal thing of like what kind of business is allowed to operate in what kind of environment. And that's all so incredibly politically and culturally fraught that this decision by this judge in Massachusetts is like the 900th reason thing on the list that's contributing to this is whether or not a burrito is actually a sandwich. And there are so many other things that are above that. And I don't know what the deal with if this judge is elected or appointed and how much political power there is in this town and how old the judge is and who knows the right people who own the shopping center and how much Qdoba has contributed to the political candidates' campaigns. And like, it's just, boy, such a mess, right? That said, I mean, it's the right call. A burrito is not a sandwich, right? But like, I feel like the cultural blind spot of the lawyer who wrote up the whatever the rule was that said no sandwich shops, they deserve to be punished for their narrow-minded, New England thinking of like, sandwich shop? I don't want one of those sandwich shops here. And they didn't think of all the other kinds of things that they would find just as objectionable as a sandwich shop that do not, in fact, sell sandwiches.
Like a hot dog stand, there would really have been some legal issues there.
I think the judge probably would have ruled that a hot dog is a sandwich just because the judge is familiar with hot dogs. But, there are so many different things that so much more in the world of, quick service fast food than just sandwiches.
By the way, I have an update. This shop closed and moved to Northborough, so it's not in Shrewsbury anymore. But the Panera is still there, so Panera wins in the end. It's a cruel battle of attrition with Qdoba. Why is Panera making no other sandwich shops a part of its lease with the center? Right, like that's the part that gets me. Is are you afraid of competing with other sandwich shops? Are you afraid of Subway, Panera?
Mm-hmm.
Are you frightened of Jersey Mike's?
Business will take any opportunity to preemptively eliminate any competition.
Yeah,
and the idea that Panera thinks...
I mean, is the owner of the center so excited that there's going to be a Panera there that they are like, I don't care, we never need another sandwich shop?
Well, Panera does have a lot of places around here, and maybe they got, paying a lot for the lease or whatever.
Hmm.
The short-sightedness of Panera thinking only sandwich shops are their competition, they deserve to be punished. I guess Qdoba didn't make a go of it. There are many other options, many other things that could compete with Panera, where Panera can only see,
sure,
the only thing that compete with us is another sandwich shop. That's not true. People eat all sorts of things for lunch.
That's what I hear.
Robot or not.